This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Sticking with the trend, Johnson & Johnson said today it too may cut some jobs as it contends with inflationary pressures and the strong dollar. But the maker of Tylenol and Band-Aid said lingering supply chain problems were starting to get better. The New York Fed's Global Supply Chain Pressure Index reports 5 straight months of easing supply chain pressures. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains why that is.
Let's start with the good news. It is way cheaper now to ship a container full of engine parts or plush dolls or whatever from China to L.A. Dale Rogers is a professor of logistics at Arizona State.
In 2021, a typical price was $20,000 to ship a container. Now we're at about $5,000 a container.
Those epic port backlogs are pretty much gone, too. The ports of L.A. and Long Beach don't look like the container ship DMV anymore. And many manufacturing companies have tried to reshore supply chains away from congested ports anyway, says consultant Paul Welliner at Deloitte.
So we are seeing companies trying to bring product, you know, in their supply chain closer to its point of use.
Welliner says the pandemic has also forced U.S. companies to invest more heavily in supply chain management, which is also bringing down costs. But maybe the biggest reason supply chains are getting unsnarled? That's the less good news.
Frankly, I think it's more a symptom of falling demand.
David Correll teaches logistics at MIT. That's partly consumer spending more on services, but also...
inflationary pressure is taking a bigger chunk out of people's wallet. We've seen lesser demand strain put on supply chains.
That could be a bad sign for economic growth, but good news for prices coming down in the long run. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.